be done.
Yes, it's beginning to sound... That doesn't sound like Christmas at all, but I digress, because for some people who aren't listening to this, it's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas and the other holidays that cluster this time of year. And what would the holidays be without our own freelance self, without the man who puts the oy vey in your holiday, our annoying music man, Jim Nader, who joins us from Chicago. Jim, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Scott, I feel like a two-headed boy with a migraine.
Oh, no.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Fasten your seatbelt, Scott. It's going to be a bumpy Hanukkah. That's all I can say.
What are we listening to now, or pretending to listen to?
Well, someone sent this, and it had no label and no explanation, just an antacid, which I appreciated. I call this If Betty Davis Sang Feliz Navidad, because we've played Betty Davis on the show, the actual one, and it's right on.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Now, Jim, I know that you're particularly distressed by the fact that many youngsters these days have come to associate Christmas solely with receiving gifts. And,
yes.
I know Christmas is really about the end of the National Football League season.
Yeah, a lot of folks associate sports with Christmas. And, well, here's a good example.
On the first day of Christmas, Leonard Toast gave to me a Dick Vermeil Super Bowl team. On the second day of Christmas, Leonard Toast gave to me Tony Franklin kicking on a Dick Vermeil Super Bowl team.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we should explain. Leonard Toast owned the Philadelphia Eagles football team. I believe he's no longer with us, although I'd be very surprised if they sang this at his at his funeral. Is there a story that goes with this song, or do we just grin and bear it?
We just grin and bear it. There are three fellows who thought they would sell many albums. Elliot, Walter, and Bennett are their names. And as you can tell, this song goes on and on. So why don't we either let it go or come back and check it from time to time?
why don't we?
It's your show, Scott.
We'll pretend this is Nigella Lawson's cooking show, and we'll come back and check on the cake every now and then, okay?
If it's technologically possible.
Listen, Jim, I wanted to ask you about sleigh riding. Because
oh, sure.
It just seems to me, gosh darn it, not enough people ride sleighs as much as they used to. When's the last time you and I went on a sleigh ride, for example?
Well, let me think for a minute.
Yes?
I think it was when we took that trip to Canada.
What are we listening to now?
I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, wait, this is A Sleigh Ride by a great vocalist.
Happy weather for sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show.
Oh, my word. Jim, who is this? Do you know?
Well, she goes by the nickname Danger Woman. I don't know if I should say her. Well, I will. It's actually Susan Stamberg at the NPR office party. She loves that eggnog.
All I can say is I'm glad Mrs. Kroc isn't here to hear this.
Could we go back to Dick Vermeil and...
Yes, what? Yes, Cal,
Days
please,
of Christmas?
Could we?
On
the eighth day of Christmas,
we're getting it.
Escape to me, Bill Berge crushing, Wilson intercepting, Carmichael catching, Wilbert Montgomery's...
Oh, my...
Time
Lord.
Out, time
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
2 minute warning.
Illegal procedure. We should bring it down. You know, the Eagles could well be in the playoffs in the Super Bowl again this year.
The Annoying Music Show is usually as current as today's headline.
Which means this song is newly topical. Is it true, Jim, that the Annoying Music Show has dispatched a survey team to the Hawaiian Islands to investigate the history of annoying music there?
Yes, Scott. You know, on the islands, they celebrate Christmas as we do, even though it's not, connected to the country. So the investigators went down and they found out that just like in America,
they are part of
it.
Oh,
myself.
Never mind. Yes,
they celebrate this the same way we do here, albeit a bit more. Let's just say Hawaiian. So when you think of Scrooge and Bob Cratchit and Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim just isn't the same.
I think this is a very affecting version. Well, let me give it another Let me give it another few seconds.
That's why I'm sending you all my Kathy Lee Gifford CDs.
Stick with that. Well, now that's all right. Kathy Lee Gifford. Now we're talking about another giant of the industry. You know, Jim, the other side of your family, of course, is in the middle of a celebration. Hanukkah began on Friday night.
I mean, Hanukkah kind of gets overshadowed musically because there are just so many Christmas carols and such, but Hanukkah is such a fun time, and there are some great songs. I just wish we could have found one.
For the entire barnyard, Hanukkah is traditionally a very important holiday.
I think that to make light of what chickens do, not only for Hanukkah, but in bringing the sick back to health through their fine soups, I think that you should not be making fun of this song, Scott. Just enjoy it, like the spirit of Hanukkah.
I do enjoy it. So, Jim, happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas to come, happy Kwanzaa, and happy New Year, which will be coming soon.
Scott, I'd like to say goodbye, but I'd like to check back with the Eagles just one more time. I need closure.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Leonard Toast gave to me the Eagles in the playoffs. Charles Smith the leaping, Jerry Sizemore blocking, Guy Morris hiking, Bill Berge crushing.
Jim, nice talking to you.
Scott, I wish it was for me too. Happy holidays.
Jim Nader is host of the Annoying Music Show and producer of an entire Annoying Music Show discography. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'm exhausted.
Drained. I'm drained. I shouldn't have took any Quaaludes before this.